Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I want to play this from Kevin Stefanski. So I know, obviously, we talked about it in the pregame show yesterday as well. Coach Riz and myself, we had Mary Kay on. We'll play a clip for you guys from her as well. Deshaun was there yesterday, and it was very obvious on the television that he was there. For those that don't know, that is the very first road game this year that he'd been to, but he'd been at the home games.
Yes.
And what's interesting, Daryl, is that I felt like there were two people that the cameras were kind of eyeing in on. It was Deion in the press box, like he was Taylor Swift, and the other one was these interactions with Deshaun Watson and then Shedeur Sanders. And I thought it was interesting that they kept going back to it and kept going back to it. Here was Stefanski after the game on how that went down.
Yeah, I mean, Deshaun's been, you know, with us every step of the way this season. He's done a great job in the meeting room, being that veteran that can impart some of the experiences that he's had throughout his career. America, I think, is really invaluable. So it's good to have him out there.
Yeah, and so I felt like the overall, where I thought a lot of people would turn around and be like, get him nowhere near Shedeur, I actually thought people had a level head about this and was like the understanding that even if Deshaun can't help on the field at this point,
right,
he still has a great football mind. By all accounts, it was never an issue with him to be like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing when I'm reading defenses or breaking down plays or doing anything. He still has an absurd amount of football knowledge. And so for that, I really didn't hate it, although the visual, obviously not great.
Yeah, I mean, every time, like as you mentioned, it seemed they were either cutting to Deion Sanders up in his suite, or they
that
were
sweet cowboy hat.
That was a nice cowboy hat he was wearing. But or they were cutting to Shedeur next to Deshaun with the tablet going over the pictures or the video, whatever it is were watching.
It's important to note too, it wasn't just sitting there and being like, "Hey, Shedeur, good job."
No, they were breaking
down plays.
Yeah, they were breaking down the plays, and you could see Shedeur was explaining what he was seeing. You could see that Deshaun was, you know, trying to explain what he should be seeing, or, you know, what he, like, you could see that interaction between those two. And I don't have a problem with it. I mean, listen, they are paying Deshaun Watson a grand total of $230 million. And if he can't help them on the field, which he can't right now, and he hadn't helped them on the field much prior to these two Achilles injuries, then fine. Hey, if he can help one of these kids develop, in this case Shedeur, into something, right, then why not? I mean, you have a resource there.
Yeah.
Use it.
Like, yeah.
So anyone that's upset at that I think that you're just angry for the sake of being angry, or angry just because it's
Deshaun.
Well,
and I get the person that, you know, just seeing Deshaun on their television screen is going to make them angry. I understand that person. I get the person that just seeing his face pop up in the way that it did, it's like, no, please, I don't want that. I don't want you anywhere near the team. I'd move you to Canada if I could, you know, just as far away as I possibly could get you if they let me do such a thing. So I get that, but it was interesting how in the moment I thought, like, yeah, that's That's a valuable asset. That's somebody that really can help. And I thought Coach Riz made a good point in the pregame talking with myself, where he was going over what Deshaun can gain out of it too. It's not just a one-sided relationship. It's not just Shador gets the plays broken down and then he gets to benefit and that's it. This is also for Deshaun in many ways. Like, going through the mental reps that he gets to go through right now and the experience of that, once again, is a beneficial thing to a quarterback. That does matter for Deshaun.
Does Deshaun have a coaching future? 216-474-0092.
Well, wouldn't that be one of the wildest turn of events? If he just wanted to stay in football and then all of a sudden ended up being some sort of coach or something like that? I don't see that on the horizon. I really don't.
But he's making himself seem good, and whatever
knowledge he's able to give off. Like, in Bill Musgrave, you were in that press conference with him. He couldn't stop talking about what a great asset Deshaun Watson is during these games.
Yeah.
Like, they genuinely do believe that he's helping, and because they believe that he's helping, as poor of a person as I think Deshaun Watson is, and I got to continue to put that out there,
right,
I left being like, all right, I guess this isn't the worst thing in the world. I left thinking, you know, there was a time where I thought, get Deshaun away from these guys, please, as far as you possibly can. I don't want him anywhere near him, but there is value there. There's something, the same way, if there was a sports talk radio host, there's been enough of them with troubled past, okay? But if there's one that was exceptional at their job at one point, really, really great at their job at one point, they did some problematic things, but then all of a sudden the station hired them and they said, get in a room, see what you can learn with that person. All right, there's got to be something I can learn from that guy. Might not be the world's greatest human, but there's got to be something I can learn from this guy.
What not to do?
Maybe. What not to do, what to do, anything in between. And so I guess I just didn't take it as the worst thing in the world that Deshaun was there. Maybe I should have. I don't know. But it clearly seemed like he was helping out Shador in big-time moments.
Well, look, he's been in the locker room quite a bit as well. When we have been in there to talk to players, he's been in his locker getting dressed and talking to teammates and whatnot. Whether you, me, or anyone else likes it, the fact of the matter, he's still a member of the organization. He's on the team, albeit right now he's on the the reserve PUP. There's no real timetable for them to activate him. I know there was that myth that was put out there that there was some deadline that the Browns had to make a decision with him, and that's not the case. So if they don't deem him healthy, they don't even have to start the window. The 21 day window if they don't want to.
No, so, they can let this thing go then all the way into the offseason and then revisit it.
But if you can get something out of this guy, I know we're putting the cart before the horse here, but like, if Shador Sanders turns out to be the guy, okay?
Yeah.
And if Deshaun Watson can help make that happen by being the eyes and ears on the sideline during these games to help Shador get through stuff, see situations, read defenses, go just help him during the week with game prep and all those things, so be it. That could be his greatest contribution to the organization.
Yeah, it's a different way to get your money's worth, right?
Right. And by the way, Shador's on a 5th-round pick rookie contract.
So he just like balanced the two of them out?
Right,
like,
pretty all right,
much. Deshaun, you're getting $46 million, and so Shador, you're getting a lot less than that. Okay, yeah, between the two of them, we're good.
Yeah.
You equal one Patrick Mahomes. Okay. 216-474-0092. Kelly in Cleveland. What's up, Kelly?
So I agree with you completely. I feel like Deshaun Watson absolutely could be giving his expertise to our young quarterbacks. But my question is, why hasn't he been doing this for 2 years? We've been paying him millions and millions and millions of dollars. And this is the first away game he's been to. Why hasn't he helped Gabe Dillon? Why hasn't he helped any of our other quarterbacks? Why now?
Well, I mean, he's been helping this year, number one. Number two,
this is his first away game he's been to, though. There's travel restrictions
when you have injuries, too. Like, they don't want you getting on airplanes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And things like that. So now, granted, he has been doing his own traveling in his personal life, as we have seen on Instagram, because he, you know, is not shy about.
Are you, Kelly, are you making the suggestion that maybe he's got more invested in Shador's success than maybe he does Dylan and like some of the other quarterbacks? Because
does he have a personal connection with Deion Sanders? I mean, is there a reason that he's now helping Shador hasn't been willing to help anybody else?
All fair. You know, my understanding of it.
Been there from the beginning.
My understanding of it is that he's got a close relationship with both Shador and Dylan. But you raise an interesting point, and one that I want to kick around for a second here. And thank you, Kelly. I do appreciate it. Like the idea that he didn't go to any away games with Dylan. And I don't know whether travel restrictions with injuries or anything like that. I don't know if that's just something that he just wasn't allowed to do or the team wasn't letting him. But they were letting him be there for the home games for Dylan. And he was helping out there. I think with the away games.
But it was Dylan Gabriel, so the cameras weren't exactly focused all the time on everything Dylan Gabriel was doing on the sidelines, where now it's Shador Sanders who commands the attention, and so the cameras are focused on everything Shador is doing, and that's why, you know,
if Deshaun likes Shador and wants him to succeed, and so then he's willing to go on these trips to go ahead and do that, I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. Like, we play favorites in life. Like, I don't know this relationship at all. From what I've been told, he likes Dylan the same way he likes Shador. But if at the end of the day it comes out that he likes Shador and wanted to see him succeed, I have no problem with that. I don't. We all have people we like more than others in life, and we want to see, and we'll go a little bit further and go the extra mile to have them maybe have success.
Here's the other part of this, too.
Dylan, it's not great from a Browns fan perspective because you want him to root for everybody, but this isn't how life works.
Based on just what they have been saying about Dylan.
Yeah,
Dylan maybe not in need of that kind of off the field
and
help.
Dylan might not have wanted more voices in his ear as the game is going on either. I don't know. We don't know how that works. He had it for the home games, though. So like, it is an interesting dichotomy that we're talking about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.